Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. You know, it's funny because if you listen to last hour, you heard Stu Peters, the guest on my show, and I love Stu, and I think he's great, and Died Suddenly is a great documentary, but I don't necessarily agree with what he said. You know, in other words, he's going a little too far for me. I'm more of the freedom variety. You know, I believe it's murder. I call it mass murder. I keep saying these are mass murderers. I keep saying they've got to be prosecuted. I keep saying the vaccine is deadly. I keep saying the vaccine is not only deadly, but it's dangerous. It's crippling. It's disabling. This whole thing is deserving of a Nuremberg 2 trial. That's going pretty damn far, isn't it? But it's still not as far as he's going. He's saying ban it. Every governor's got to ban it. And I'm saying, I believe in freedom. If you want it and you're dumb enough to take it, you should take it. Matter of fact, I've always believed that anyone who takes a flu shot is a fool. You know, it doesn't mean you're the worst person in the world. It doesn't mean you and I are enemies. It shouldn't be banned. But I believe the flu shot is a completely worthless shot that makes money for Big Pharma and will never protect you from the flu. Everyone who gets the flu shot gets the flu. Every time I meet a human being who has the flu, I say, this is going on for 30 years now. Did you get the flu shot? And they all go, yeah, I just got it. Why? Why? Because you have the flu. Does it ever occur to you shouldn't get the flu shot? It doesn't work and it makes your immune system weaker and therefore you get the flu? Did that ever occur to you? It doesn't work. If you get it and you spent money and you get the flu, it doesn't work. But I would never ban it. If you want it, you should get it. And that's how I feel about the vaccine. And I think it's a much better argument that I'm making when I say I believe in freedom, strongly in freedom. Because if I say that and I say I want to be free to have the vaccine, I want to be free to not have the vaccine, and you could be free to have the vaccine, and I want to be free to never wear a mask, and you could be free to wear a mask, and I want to be free to never lock down, never close my business, and you want to lock down, but if you're free to do it, go ahead. I mean, you got to be crazy. I want to give you education. I want to convince you the vaccine's bad for you, masks are bad for you, lockdowns are bad for you, and none of them work in any way, shape, or form. None of them will ever help you. They'll only hurt you. But then you're free to make your own decision. Okay? Others want to just, you know, ban everything and tell you you can't do it. And I'm just more, hey, if you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. That's what I'd rather be a little more live and let live. That's all I'm saying. Live or let live. Now, there needs to be a trial, and if it's proven that all of them knew, and that's the whole point of my challenge, if it's proven that you knew the pretrial results where a lot of people are going to get sick and die, then you need to be held accountable and go to prison. You're a murderer. And if you know the VAERS list is real and on the up and up, it always has been considered the gold standard of vaccines. And if you know about it and you know tens of thousands are supposedly dead and it only reports 1% of the deaths, as Harvard and Columbia both pointed out, then really there's about 1 million Americans who died from the COVID vaccine. And all over the world, millions have died from the vaccine. Not from COVID, hear my words, from the COVID vaccine. If you could prove they knew about this and they understand it, and yet they're covering it up, they got to go to prison. But that doesn't change the fact that I don't know that any governor is ever going to ban the vaccine. They're not going to go against every doctor in their state. They're not going to go against everyone at the CDC and the WHO. The way to go against them is to say, like DeSantis does, we will never mandate. Nobody should ever be mandated to take this vaccine. Anyway, it's just it's a different way of going about it, different angle we're hitting it. We're certainly on the same team, Stu Peters and I, but he's going in a little bit in a too harsh direction, in my opinion. I'm pretty harsh myself. I'm asking for Nuremberg 2 trials. Wouldn't you call that pretty harsh? He's going far beyond what I'm willing to do. I just believe in freedom. You want it, get it. You don't want it, don't get it. But I'm going to educate you that you'd have to be insane to want to get it. Anybody who wants this vaccine is literally insane. Let me mention the sponsor of this entire hour. It's VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. I've known Kip for 20 years. I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He is the Nostradamus of Wall Street, literally. He's got a crystal ball. He's beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. He's also a proud fifth-generation Red Pill Texan. And in 2003, he left Wall Street when he realized they weren't working for the people. They didn't care about the people. They couldn't care less if you lose money or make money. All they care about is their commissions and getting rich by taking companies public. So Kip said, you know what? I'm going to do something for the people. I want to help them, the little guy and the little gal. So Kip founded VRA, his global investment economic newsletter. And he's been crushing the markets ever since. Let Kip prove to you how good his VRA system really is. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering the VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks, and you'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. So here's a column about Twitter censorship. Twitter censorship contributed to destructive pandemic policies and is criminal, says former White House COVID advisor Scott Atlas. And there's no question. He says when correct science policy is blocked, people die, and people die from the censorship. Atlas was a special coronavirus advisor during the Trump administration and contributor to the Epoch Times, and he had an interview with them, and he said that the revelations so far are only the tip of the iceberg. But they not only banned and suspended people like me, Wayne Alaroo, for saying lockdowns don't work and lockdowns will kill more people than they help and lockdowns will bankrupt the country and close businesses, but they also flagged Dr. J, if I pronounce this right, Bhattacharya of Stanford. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. That is a long name. How the hell did this kid in kindergarten ever spell his name out? I have no idea. Dr. J. Bhattacharya of Stanford, obviously Indian, who's sounds like from India, whose tweet criticized pandemic lockdowns and got him on the trends blacklist, preventing amplification of his tweets. That's what happened to me. First I was suspended, then I was shadow banned. Nobody was reading anything I wrote, and then they just banned me for life. But this is communist thinking. This is all communism. In other words, again, you know, not to belabor the Stu Peters point, but it's kind of where I branch off again. I'm sure there are people in this country who would like to ban the liberals the way I've been banned. But I don't believe in that. I want everybody to have a voice. If you want to be a communist, you have a right to be a communist. You want to be a socialist, you have a right to be a socialist. You want to march through Skokie, Illinois, and you are neo-Nazis defended by the ACLU. You in the 1970s, I agree. You have a right to march. I have a right to throw rotten tomatoes in your face. I'm a Jew. I might walk up to you and break your nose, but you have a right to march. It's a free country. You want to do it. You want to speak. You want to march. You have a right to do it. Now, if I go break your nose and I do it without you threatening me, then I go to prison, right? But I had a right to do it. Now I go to prison. Everyone has to accept the consequences of their actions. But everyone should have total freedom. So nobody should be banned because they're liberal, and I shouldn't be banned because I'm conservative. But obviously it's not working out. The banks are trying to censor us, and soon there's going to be a social credit score, and no one is going to say, you know what, Wayne was a great guy, and he didn't want to hurt us the way we want to hurt him, so let's leave him alone. No, they're going to try and destroy my life, and they're going to try to destroy all your lives. These liberals are sick, disgusting, vicious, horrible people. They remind me of the Gestapo. They remind me of Nazis. They remind me of Russian communists, KGB, East German Stasi, the Cuban secret. secret police, the Venezuelan secret police. That's what we're dealing with here. But I'm going to stick to my guns. I believe in freedom. I don't want to ban you. You shouldn't ban me. And I believe the way to answer this is you ban mandates. That's the answer to everything we've just been through. You ban lockdowns. No one is allowed to lock anybody down. If you want to lock down, go lock down. No one's allowed to close anyone's business or call it non-essential. You want to close your business voluntarily? Close it. No one is allowed to mandate masks. If you want to wear a mask, you wear it. I never will. No one's allowed to mandate vaccines. You want to get them? Go get them. I never will. I think that's a better way to handle it, and I think it's a more conservative, as it were, and reasonable way to handle it. It's just a belief in freedom. So to me, the COVID vaccine, as horrible as it is and the fact that it's killing people, there's still some people that are going to take it. You can't ban their right to take it. If liberals want to take it, well, we all know what's going to happen. What can I tell you? I tried. I tried to educate them. And by the way, here it is. Here's another example. World Health Organization publishes video calling COVID jab skeptics a major killing force. They claim people opposed to the COVID jabs are anti-science and a major killing force. See, this is what these people are like. They're crazy people. But again, I give them the right to say what they have to say, and you better give me the right to say what I have to say. And we're all free in the United States of America to believe what we believe and to say what we say. That's where I stand. I'm not banning anyone. I'm not kicking them out of the country. I'm not putting them in a prison cell for their beliefs. But I'll tell you what, if it's proven that you knew that the COVID vaccine was deadly and dangerous and you urged everybody to get it, now that's a crime. And that's where someone should spend the rest of their life in Guantanamo, breaking rocks. And I'm telling you, I believe all the people who run Big Pharma and Dr. Fauci are in on that story. They knew what it did. They saw the pretrial results. They tried to seal them for 75 years for a good reason. And now they're still pushing them when they know it's killing people. That is a crime. That is a crime against humanity. All right, Wayne Allyn. We shall be right back. WayneRoot at gmail.com. RootForAmerica.com is my command central. See you in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. It's time for today's asset protection update. With me is Court Christie from Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Court, what should my listeners fear when it comes to government overreach? And why should entrepreneurs and investors choose Nevada to register their LLCs?
Wayne, we all have heard that the Canadian government froze the bank accounts of the protesting truckers and their supporters. Well, I believe the same will happen right here in the USA against freedom-loving patriots. One incredible way to protect your assets and to have a bank account that is not in your name is to form your own limited liability company called an LLC. The best state to form that LLC in is Nevada. Now, Nevada is the number one state chosen by entrepreneurs and investors for LLCs. To find out more about how you can protect your assets with a Nevada LLC, download my book called The Nevada Edge.
You heard him. To get your free book and talk to an asset protection specialist, go to NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Root's on fire. Chris, I'm here. All right. He plays the music loud, and I say I'm here. He always asks, are you there? And I say, I'm here. I'm back.
Wayne?
He knows if I'm coming back from the break or not.
Wayne?
Yes.
You there?
I'm here.
All right, very good.
All right, Golgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know how I feel about how bad 2023 is going to be. It's going to be the die-off of all die-offs because of this COVID vaccine. And I also believe it's going to be a horrible economy, and I believe inflation is still raging, maybe even higher, but even if it's peaked, it's going to be about the same for most of the year, and people just can't afford it. Almost everyone in America is living paycheck to paycheck. It's a bloodbath out there, other than the rich. The rich are doing just fine. But everybody else is hurting badly. And I just see a lot of bad things happening. I think World War III could very well be very close upon us. I think that China could be attacking Taiwan. I think that the United States could be drawn into a war not only with China-Taiwan, but with Ukraine and with Iran and with North Korea, with a lot of problems in the world. You got to own gold and silver. You have to. There's just no choice. If you have any brains, it's wealth insurance the same way you have life insurance and health insurance and car insurance. You got to have wealth insurance. If things go bad, gold is your only answer. If you're among the first 100 callers today and you tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call toll free. 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD, Goldgate Capital, or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, the good news today, which I could have let off either of my hours with this and never even mentioned it, because there's so many other things going on, but a Trump-appointed federal judge in Texas, his name is Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, has blocked Joe Biden's attempt to end President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. He is a Trump-appointed judge, he did the right thing for the moment, but it's a temporary stay. And I guess now it goes on to the Supreme Court, I assume. So there's tens of thousands of illegals waiting to surge into the United States right now, just across the open U.S. border. Millions more are on the way. It's what Democrats want. And everybody was saying that if Title 42 ended next week, which it was supposed to, that it was going to be the end of America. And 6 million would come across in just the next 12 months. 6 million. And I know that the media, even the New York Post, is reporting that illegals are popping up out of sewer manholes in Texas. They're just coming from everywhere. My gosh, I could make a comment here, but I get in trouble, so I'm not gonna. It's really scary. So thank God this Trump-appointed judge stayed this Remain in Mexico policy for the moment. But the question is, how easy is it going to be for them to override his stay? I have no idea. I'm not a legal expert. I don't know. So I don't know if tomorrow it'll be overturned, a week from now, a month from now, but whenever it's overturned, if it's overturned, I believe it's the end of America. You're never going to see this country the same. We already have 5 million that came in the last 2 years, which is insane. Now it's going to be 6 million in 1 year, and that means, you know, by next year it'll be 10 million, and then it'll be 20 million, and then it'll be 30 million. The whole world wants to come here. Don't you understand? I'm not exaggerating. There are at least a billion young people in the world who've said they'd like to come to America. A billion. So when you add in the old people and the sick people who want to come to America because their country doesn't take care of them and doesn't have a health care system, so there's probably another billion that are just above young, you know, that are, instead of being under 16, there's a billion people under 16 who would like to come to America. There's probably another billion between 16 and, say, 55, and there's probably another billion who are sick and they want to come here and get free health care. Or they're pregnant, they want to get free school for their kids and free medical. So there might be 2 or 3 billion people who want to come to America. We'll be as polluted as China. We'll be as jammed as China. All of this defies common sense. How you could ever want an open border. I don't want these people. We don't need these people. I don't want them anywhere near my children. I don't want them near my wife. I don't want them near my dog, Bubba. I don't want the world's population in America. There's criminals. There's rapists. There's murderers. And there's tons of people who just want to get welfare the rest of their life, which will bring our country down. And then there's people that really want to work, and I'll admit that too. Some of them want to work. They just want to take your jobs and my job. Well, I don't want that either. So there won't be any Americans working anymore. And they're all going to vote. If Democrats get their way, every one of them will vote. And we're never going to win again. So I don't know how anybody could look at this situation and want an open border. If you want an open border, you are a treasonous piece of human garbage. You're a piece of human waste excrement. That's what you are. If you believe in open borders and letting the whole world into America, I have no use for you. No use at all. I can't believe anybody believes in it. They're all on the take in the Democrat Party. It's the only answer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now!
USA News Update. Another foot of snow could fall in western New York, where officials are urging everyone to stay home and off the roads. Governor Kathy Hochul says more than 550 people have been rescued throughout the weather event. with more than 24 deaths reported.
Our hearts are breaking for them, and we'll be there to support their families and get them through this, but also the people who are the ones who find their loved ones.
After a phone call with President Biden, she tweeted that the president promised to approve her disaster declaration after a historic winter storm smacked a western part of the state, taking the lives of 25 people in Buffalo. Meanwhile, crooks took advantage of the empty streets where snow and blizzard conditions made roads impassable.
New York State Police confirmed they were responding to claims across social media about looting across the city. Looters have ransacked stores that were closed during the devastating Christmas storm.
That's Victoria Idoni reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Warning, the room.
Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. You know, it's funny because if you listen to last hour, you heard Stu Peters, the guest on my show, and I love Stu, and I think he's great, and Died Suddenly is a great documentary, but I don't necessarily agree with what he said. You know, in other words, he's going a little too far for me. I'm more of the freedom variety. You know, I believe, I call it mass murder. I keep saying these are mass murderers. I keep saying they've got to be prosecuted. I keep saying the vaccine is deadly. I keep saying the vaccine is not only deadly, but it's dangerous, it's crippling, it's disabling. This whole thing is deserving of a Nuremberg 2 trial. That's going pretty damn far, isn't it? But it's still not as far as he's going. He's saying ban it. Every governor's got to ban it. And I'm saying I believe in freedom. If you want it and you're dumb enough to take it, you should take it. Matter of fact, I've always believe that anyone who takes a flu shot is a fool. You know, it doesn't mean you're the worst person in the world. It doesn't mean you and I are enemies. It shouldn't be banned. But I believe the flu shot is a completely worthless shot that makes money for Big Pharma and will never protect you from the flu. Everyone who gets the flu shot gets the flu. Every time I meet a human being who has the flu, I say, did you get, this is going on for 30 years now, did you get the flu shot? And they all go, yeah, I just got it. Why? Why? Because you have the flu. Does it ever occur to you shouldn't get the flu shot? It doesn't work and it makes your immune system weaker and therefore you get the flu? Did that ever occur to you? It doesn't work. If you get it and you spent money and you get the flu, it doesn't work. But I would never ban it. If you want it, you should get it. And that's how I feel about the vaccine. And I think it's a much better argument that I'm making when I say I believe in freedom, strongly in freedom. Because if I say that and I say I want to be free to have the vaccine, excuse me, I want to be free to not have the vaccine, and you could be free to have the vaccine, and I want to be free to never wear a mask, and you could be free to wear a mask, and I want to be free to never lock down and never close my business, and you want to lock down, but if you're free to do it, go ahead. I mean, you got to be crazy. I want to give you education. I want to convince you the vaccine's bad for you, masks are bad for you, lockdowns are bad for you, and none of them work in any way, shape, or form. None of them will ever help you. They'll only hurt you. But then you're free to make your own decision. Okay? Others want to just, you know, ban everything and tell you you can't do it. And I'm just more, hey, if you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. That's what I'd rather be a little more live and let live. That's all I'm saying. Live or let live. Now, there needs to be a trial, and if it's proven that all of them knew, and that's the whole point of my challenge, if it's proven that you knew the pre-trial results where a lot of people are going to get sick and die, then you need to be held accountable and go to prison. You're a murderer. And if you know the VAERS list is real and on the up and up, it always has been considered the gold standard of vaccines. And if you know about it and you know tens of thousands are supposedly dead and it only reports 1% of the deaths, as Harvard and Columbia both pointed out, then really there's about 1 million Americans who died from the COVID vaccine. And all over the world, millions have died from the vaccine. Not from COVID, hear my words, from the COVID vaccine. If you could prove they knew about this and they understand it and yet they're covering it up, they got to go to prison. But that doesn't change the fact that I don't know that any governor's ever going to ban the vaccine. They're not going to go against every doctor in their state. They're not going to go against everyone at the CDC and the WHO. The way to go against them is to say, like DeSantis does, we will never mandate. Nobody should ever be mandated to take this vaccine. Anyway, it's just a different way of going about it, different angle we're hitting it. We're certainly on the same team, Stu Peters and I, but he's going in a little bit in a too harsh direction, in my opinion. I'm pretty harsh myself. I'm asking for Nuremberg 2 trials. Wouldn't you call that pretty harsh? He's going far beyond what I'm willing to do. I just believe in freedom. You want it, get it. You don't want it, don't get it. But I'm going to educate you that you'd have to be insane to want to get it. Anybody who wants this vaccine is literally insane. Let me mention the sponsor of my entire hour. It's VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. I've known Kip for 20 years. I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He is the Nostradamus of Wall Street, literally. He's got a crystal ball. He's beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. He's also a proud fifth-generation Red Pill Texan. And in 2003, he left Wall Street when he realized they weren't working for the people. They didn't care about the people. They couldn't care less if you lose money or make money. All they care about is their commissions and getting rich by taking companies public. So Kip said, you know what? I'm going to do something for the people. I want to help the little guy and the little gal. So Kip founded VRA, his Global Investment Economic Newsletter, and he's been crushing the markets ever since. Let Kip prove to you how good his VRA system really is, exclusively for my fans. Kip is offering the VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks, and you'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. So here's a column. Here's a column about Twitter censorship. Twitter censorship contributed to destructive pandemic policies and is criminal, says former White House COVID advisor Scott Atlas. And there's no question. He says when correct science policy is blocked, people die, and people die from the censorship. Atlas was a special coronavirus advisor during the Trump administration and contributor to the Epoch Times, and he had an interview with them, and he said that the revelations so far are only the tip of the iceberg. But they not only banned and suspended people like me, Wayne Alaroo, for saying lockdowns don't work and lockdowns will kill more people than they help and lockdowns will bankrupt the country and close businesses. But they also flagged Dr. J, if I pronounce this right, Bhattacharya of Stanford. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. That is a long name. How the hell did this kid in kindergarten ever spell his name out? I have no idea. Dr. J. Bhattacharya of Stanford, obviously Indian, who's sounds like from India, whose tweet criticized pandemic lockdowns and got him on the trends blacklist, preventing amplification of his tweets. That's what happened to me. First I was suspended, then I was shadow banned, nobody was reading anything I wrote, and then they just banned me for life. But this is communist thinking. This is all communism. In other words, again, you know, not to belabor the Stu Peters point, but it's kind of where I branch off again. I'm sure there are people in this country who would like to ban the liberals the way I've been banned. But I don't believe in that. I want everybody to have a voice. If you want to be a communist, you have a right to be a communist. You want to be a socialist, you have a right to be a socialist. You want to march through Skokie, Illinois, and you are neo-Nazis defended by the ACLU. You in the 1970s, I agree. You have a right to march. I have a right to throw rotten tomatoes in your face. I'm a Jew. I might walk up to you and break your nose, but you have a right to march. It's a free country. You want to do it. You want to speak. You want to march. You have a right to do it. Now, if I go break your nose and I do it without you threatening me, then I go to prison, right? But I had a right to do it. Now I go to prison. Everyone has to accept the consequences of their actions. But everyone should have total freedom. So nobody should be banned because they're liberal, and I shouldn't be banned because I'm conservative. But obviously it's not working out. The banks are trying to censor us, and soon there's going to be a social credit score, and no one is going to say, you know what, Wayne was a great guy, and he didn't want to hurt us the way we want to hurt him, so let's leave him alone. No, they're going to try and destroy my life, and they're going to try to destroy all your lives. These liberals are sick, disgusting, vicious, horrible people. They remind me of the Gestapo. They remind me of Nazis. They remind me of Russian communists, KGB, East German Stasi, the Cuban secret police, the Venezuelan secret police. That's what we're dealing with here. But I'm going to stick to my guns. I believe in freedom. I don't want to ban you. You shouldn't ban me. And I believe the way to answer this is you ban mandates. That's the answer to everything we've just been through. You ban ban lockdowns. No one is allowed to lock anybody down. If you want to lock down, go lock down. No one's allowed to close anyone's business or call it non-essential. You want to close your business voluntarily? Close it. No one is allowed to mandate masks. If you want to wear a mask, you wear it. I never will. No one's allowed to mandate vaccines. You want to get them? Go get them. I never will. I think that's a better way to handle it, and I think it's a more conservative, as it were, and reasonable way to handle it. It's just a belief in freedom. So to me, the COVID vaccine, as horrible as it is, and the fact that it's killing people, there's still some people that are going to take it. You can't ban their right to take it. If liberals want to take it, well, we all know what's going to happen. What can I tell you? I tried. I tried to educate them. And by the way, here it is. Here's another example. World Health Organization publishes video calling COVID jab skeptics a major killing force. They claim people opposed to the COVID jabs are anti-science and a major killing force. See, this is what these people are like. They're crazy people. But again, I give them the right to say what they have to say, and you better give me the right to say what I have to say. And we're all free in the United States of America to believe what we believe and to say what we say. That's where I stand. I'm not banning anyone. I'm not kicking them out of the country. I'm not putting them in a prison cell for their beliefs. But I'll tell you what, if it's proven that you knew that the COVID vaccine was deadly and dangerous and you urged everybody to get it, now that's a crime. And that's where someone should spend the rest of their life in Guantanamo, breaking rocks. And I'm telling you, I believe all the people who run Big Pharma and Dr. Fauci are in on that story. They knew what it did. They saw the pretrial results. They tried to seal them for 75 years for a good reason. And now they're still pushing them when they know it's killing people. That is a crime. That is a crime against humanity. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root. We shall be right back. WayneRoot at gmail.com. RootForAmerica.com is my command central. See you in a sec. It's Wayne Allyn-Root, and it's time to teach a lesson to corporate America.
If companies go woke, we will make them go broke.
I am so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com.
This is the answer to inflation.
Hundreds of household products you're already buying, already using, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by an America-loving company run by conservatives and patriots.
Cindy and I love shopping here.
GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct from GreatPatriotStore.com, and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Just like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products at a much better price, delivered to your front door. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow.
Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers.
Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save 90%.
$90 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne L. Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
So right now, maybe...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We're back, because I'm back. This song is about being back at last, right? I'm back on Twitter, at Real Wayne Root. Finally back on Twitter, at Real Wayne Root. Big day today. They call it Freedom Friday.
Can I ask you something real quick about that?
You're asking me on the air now?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you on the air.
What are you asking me about?
What was your reaction when you found out? I mean, it just happened on the blue, or did you have an idea that was
No, they sent
imminent?
Me an email. Sent me an email. It was an email from Twitter headquarters, and I looked at it and said, you've been reinstated. So I thought it was great. It said it'll take 24 to 48 hours for all your old followers to repopulate, but, you know, in a matter of 2 hours, I went from zero to 111,900. So that was cool, and I hope there's more, because I had 150,000 or so when they got rid of me, when they banned me. So yeah. I'm hoping that, being that they said it takes 48 hours, maybe there's another 50,000 on the way or so, 40,000 on the way. So we'll see. But I'm also hoping I gain the numbers I was gaining. I was gaining 20, 30,000 a month every month when they banned me.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that continues, that I get a big following. We'll see.
These new platforms are, you know, on now, and the more exposure you have, that number is going to spike. It will.
Exactly.
So, all right,
exactly.
Carry on.
All right. So, I thought I'd just use this last segment to give you a preview of my Real America's Voice TV show tomorrow, which is my pride and joy. It's once a week. It's every Saturday at noon East Coast time, 9 a.m. Pacific. And it is me going over the top 10, counting down the top 10 stories in America that the media just doesn't cover or doesn't want you to know. And so I'll just give you a little preview of what's to come tomorrow, a little tease. First of all, number 10 is my Babylon Bee comedy portion of the show. And we've got some really funny Babylon Bee humor. And then some real-life stories imitating comedy, which you just can't believe. You know, like drag queens at the White House. You can't believe that someone would invite drag queens to the White House. It's too much to believe that people like Trump and I, you know, I mean, I am guilty of toxic masculinity. It's impossible to believe that macho men like me and Trump would stand there at the White House and watch a bunch of I just got to be careful what I say. A bunch of drag queens come to the White House. What an insult. How offensive. How disgusting. I don't care if you're gay or straight. I care if you're a drag queen. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Transgenders and drag queens and binary fluid people at the White House and in government. Disgusting. Number nine is, and first of all, I open the show with my commentary that you may have heard here today with my challenge to Dr. Fauci and big pharma executives and CEOs. And now number nine is my challenge to ABC nightly host, late night host Jimmy Kimmel. And so I challenge him to a debate. You know, you want to attack me and Trump in your opening monologue? That's all well and good. But if you really think I'm such a fool and you think I was so, you know, I did such an embarrassing thing by defending Trump, why don't you have me on? Let's see who the fool is. It'll be your show in front of your audience. You'll know the questions. I'll be in the hot seat and I'm confident I'll kick your ass. So go ahead, Jimmy. Invite me on. Watch what happens. I'll embarrass you. I'll emasculate you right in front of your own audience. Invite me on, Jimmy. No, all of these I go in depth on my show. I'm giving you a little taste of each. Number eight is journalist Grant Wall dies suddenly covering the World Cup in Qatar. It looks like Qatar, but it's pronounced Qatar, the nation of Qatar. And, you know, his family was so shocked, and his brother suggested maybe he's been murdered. And meanwhile, he's on his, you know, before he died, he was posting on Twitter bragging about all the vaccines he's gotten, and his wife turns out to be a crusading vaccine doctor, and this guy drops dead of an aortic aneurysm. Gee, I wonder why he died. I wonder if it had something to do with the vaccine. Number seven is dump the three McLosers, McConnell, McCarthy, and McDaniel, and I do that pretty much every week on my show. Number six is Sam Bankman-Fried, who I believe will be suicided or shanked in the Bahamian prison, and you will never get a chance to hear all the stories he's got. He knows where all the bodies are buried, and I believe he could bury the Democrat Party, and so they're never going to let him get out alive from either the Bahamian prison or maybe once he's shipped to America and they've got control of him, they'll make sure he's suicided in an American prison. But this guy is not long for the world. Number five is elections, especially stolen elections, have consequences. And I tell you, you know, I believe New York and California are totally stolen states, these liberal states. And I list all the bills that are about to pass in New York, New York State, when the Assembly and the State Senate reconvene on January 4th. And you just won't even believe how bad they are. Number four is all the Democrats looking to ban Trump from ever running for office again. I thought they think he's a bad candidate. I thought they think he sucks. I thought they think he's a Nazi and he's Hitler. If he's so terrible and so easy to defeat, why are they all so intent on destroying his life and not allowing him to ever run again? Evidently, they fear he's going to beat them, and then once he beats them, he's going to put him in prison and break up the deep state, evidently. Number three is Sam Brinton. I don't have to say much more. That's the non-binary head of nuclear waste till he got fired for stealing luggage. I'll tell you that story. It's hilarious on my Real America's Voice show. Number two is the open borders and Title 42, which we just got saved by a Texas judge. And the number one story in America, well, I'm going to leave that one for you to figure out to watch the show tomorrow. I'm going to tease you. I'm not even telling you the number one story in America, but it's a good story. So all of that tomorrow on my Real America's Voice TV show, as well as my interview with Dr. Peter McCullough about all the COVID vaccine death and destruction going on. All of that tomorrow. And then a week from tomorrow, on Saturday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, my Christmas gift, my interview with President Donald J. Trump. That's it for this weekend. And it's good timing because my voice is about to go out. That's it. Done for the week. Root for America. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. See you on Monday.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Home order may be required.